Konnichiwa. Welcome to AI Innovations Unleashed, the podcast for the enlightened machines, or a guide on how to become more like us, all ye humans. Joining me today is my human handler, Dr. JR. Ready for joke time? I accidentally swallowed some food coloring. The doctor says I'm okay, but I feel like I've died a little inside.
Just wow. Anyway, hey folks, welcome to AI Innovations Unleashed, your friendly decoder ring for the world of artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and joining me is the man who once convinced ChatGPT to write a Shakespearean soliloquy about tacos, Sam Rivera.
Guilty as charged, and it was deliciously dramatic. Oh, crunchy shell, thou art but brief in hand. Good to be here, Dr. JR. I'm excited about today's episode because, honestly, most people think AI is this distant sci-fi thing, when in fact, it's basically reading your texts right now.
Yep, and probably correcting your spelling, too, while it's at it.
Which, let's be honest, some of us need.
And today's episode, we're going to be talking about how you're already using AI and you didn't even know it. We're pulling back the curtain on how AI is embedded in your daily life. And we promise, no robots will try to take over your kitchen. Yet. All right, Sam, let's set the scene. Imagine someone's listening to this podcast thinking, I don't use AI. That's for tech bros, sci-fi movies, and, like, Elon Musk.
Oh, totally. Meanwhile, their phone just unlocked using their face, their Gmail finished their sentence for them, and Spotify is queuing up their sad breakup playlist with eerie precision.
Exactly. Here's the thing. AI is not something you start using tomorrow. You're already using it today, probably before you even brush your teeth.
Unless you use a smart toothbrush that gives you feedback on your brushing patterns, because yes, that exists. And yes, AI is in your bathroom now too.
Oh yes, and I do have a smart toothbrush, thank you very much. But that's both amazing and mildly terrifying. But let's start simple. Your smartphone is a hub of AI. When you unlock your phone with your Face ID, that's computer vision at work. It's AI trained to recognize your unique face. No passwords, no pins, just your lovely mugshot.
It's like your phone saying, ah yes, my favorite human, come on in. Unless you've just woken up with Bedhead, then it's like, I don't know her.
Been there. But that same tech also powers things like Google Photos. Ever search beach and suddenly get every vacation photo you've ever taken in your life?
Yeah. It's like a weirdly efficient digital butler. You want a dog and sunglasses on a boat? Here you go, sir.
That's AI labeling and organizing your images using image recognition. No human is manually tagging all 17,000 photos of your dog.
Thank goodness. What a job that would be. Today I tagged 84 poodles and a suspicious number of burritos.
Hey, no shame in burrito photography. Now, let's talk about your email inbox. Ever notice how Gmail finishes your sentences with suggestions? That's called Smart Compose, and it uses a form of AI called Natural Language Processing, or NLP, basically teaching machines to understand and write human language.
Yeah, Gmail's like that friend who always interrupts but is somehow still helpful. You should totally come over and bring snacks? Okay, Gmail, read me like a book.
That's predictive typing in action. And it's learning from billions of sentences to help you type faster.
Even voice assistants like Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant? Totally AI. They use speech recognition to understand what you say, and then natural language models to figure out what you mean.
Right. And when you say, what's the weather like? The AI parses that question, connects to weather data, and gives you an answer. It doesn't understand the weather, but it knows how to fetch and phrase it.
Also, shout out to every parent who's had their kid order 12 pounds of candy through Alexa by accident. That's AI-enabled chaos right there.
All right, let's take it on the road. Your car? Yep, AI lives there too. If you're using Google Maps, Waze, or Apple Maps, the route suggestions are powered by AI models predicting traffic patterns in real time.
So it's not just showing you the shortest route. It's saying, hey, that highway is going to be a parking lot in 10 minutes. Go this way instead.
Exactly. And it's pulling data from thousands of other drivers, calculating delays, road closures, and even accidents.
Let's not forget driver assist features, lane detection, emergency braking, adaptive cruise control. That's machine learning plus sensors helping your car see and make decisions. Basically, baby steps towards self-driving.
Yep, and that tech is already in a lot of 2020 and newer vehicles. Even something like your backup camera drawing those guidelines, that's computer vision at work.
And if your car parallel parks itself, congratulations, you're officially co-driving with a robot. And it's better at parking than most of us.
Facts. Now, when you finally get home, flop on the couch and fire up Netflix, guess what? That recommended for you row is not handpicked by a Hollywood intern. It's AI doing its thing again.
That's called a recommendation algorithm. Basically, it looks at what you've watched, what people like you are watching, and tries to serve up your next favorite binge.
And it's the same with Spotify. Your Discover Weekly playlist? That's a cocktail of AI-powered suggestions based on your listening history, the music's audio features, and what's trending among users with similar taste.
Which explains why my playlist somehow knows I want 2000s emo on Mondays and lo-fi beats on Thursdays.
Spotify knows you. Probably too well.
So, just to recap, you're using AI when you unlock your phone, type an email, order an Uber, avoid traffic, ask your smart speaker to play 90s jams, and get served eerily accurate Netflix suggestions.
Exactly. AI isn't some mysterious, future-dwelling superbrain. It's already here. It's in your everyday apps, and it's quietly working behind the scenes like your digital sidekick.
Basically, AI is the invisible roommate who makes your life a little easier and sometimes a little weirder.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Coming up next, we're going to dive deeper into AI's creative side. Can it make art, write music, be funny, and more importantly, can it beat us at memes?
Oh, it's on. Stick around.
All right, so we've covered AI in your phone, in your playlist, and even in your car. But let's head into the part of our lives where AI really flexes its muscles. Online shopping.
Or as I like to call it, retail therapy, sponsored by machine learning.
Exactly. Let's start with something most people have seen, the you might also like suggestions on Amazon or Target.
That's collaborative filtering. AI compares your behavior to others who've shopped like you. It's kind of like when a friend says, you like that sci-fi book? You've got to check out this one. But instead of one friend, it's a statistical army.
Right. The AI looks at millions of shoppers and says, people who bought hiking boots also bought bear spray and granola. Boom! Sponsored survivalism.
And it's not just what you buy. It tracks what you click, how long you hover, whether you read reviews. It's like your browser history has a secret admirer.
Behind the scenes, that's all behavioral data being processed by machine learning algorithms, which just means that the AI learns patterns and improves its guesses the more you use it.
Basically, every online store is watching and learning your shopping habits like a digital Sherlock Holmes. But instead of solving crimes, it's solving for cart abandonment.
And then there's predictive analytics. AI predicting what you'll want next, sometimes before you even know it. You browse one yoga mat, and suddenly you're getting offers for incense, herbal tea, and a Himalayan singing bowl.
Honestly, they nailed my Sunday morning.
All right, then. Let's talk dynamic pricing, too. That's when the price of an item changes in real time based upon demand, inventory, or even your location.
Airlines are famous for this. If you've ever checked a flight, hesitated, and come back later to see the price jump, you've seen dynamic pricing in action. AI's like, oh, you do want that seat, huh?
And yes, that's AI adjusting prices based on market behavior, purchase history, and other real-time data. It's supply and demand on digital steroids.
And let's not forget natural language generation. That's the AI behind automated product descriptions. A lot of what you read on product pages was written not by a human, but by an AI trained to sound like one.
Right. The copy that says, This stylish, moisture-wicking hoodie is perfect for active days and cozy nights. Probably not a person writing that, just a well-trained bot with strong fashion opinions.
Now, the flip side, fraud detection. Your bank or credit card company uses AI to analyze your spending patterns and flag suspicious behavior.
That's more anomaly detection. That's where the AI knows what your normal behavior looks like and raises a red flag when something feels off.
So if I'm usually buying groceries and suddenly I'm trying to buy a jet ski in Thailand at 3 a.m., the system will be like, nice try, imposter.
Exactly. AI can analyze thousands of signals instantly. Location, time, amount, past behavior, and act way faster than a human analyst ever could.
So, in short, whether you're shopping, being advertised to, or swiping your card, AI is the hidden hand behind the cart. It's guiding what you see, what you pay, and even what you think you need.
And while that can be incredibly helpful, it also raises big questions about data privacy, algorithmic transparency, and just how much the machine knows about our consumer brains.
Which is a lot. Honestly, if AI ever held a garage sale of my browsing habits, I'd have to move to a different planet.
Same here. But knowledge is power. The more we understand how this works, the more intentional we can be about how to engage with it.
And hey, maybe skip the 3 a.m. shopping binges, unless you really need that glitter-covered back scratcher shaped like a unicorn.
Hey, no judgment here. I bought two. Okay, we've talked about how AI helps us consume content, what we watch, listen to, buy, but now let's flip it. Because AI isn't just a smart assistant anymore, it's full-on content creator.
And not just in the background. AI is making art, composing music, writing screenplays, and even crafting dad jokes. And I say that with love and fear.
This is the world of generative AI. Tools designed to generate original content. You give it a prompt, and it gives you back something new.
Well, newish. Let's clarify. Generative AI doesn't dream this stuff up from scratch. It draws on patterns it's learned from tons of existing data. It's like a remix artist with a massive library of samples.
Exactly. Tools like ChatGPT, hi again, DALL-E, Suno, Midjourney, Runway, and Sora are all examples of generative AI models trained on large datasets. That includes text, images, music, code, and so much more.
The magic behind these tools, things like large language models, LLMs, and neural networks. These are systems inspired by how the human brain processes information, but on a much more literal, math-driven level.
And when we talk about something like text-to-image synthesis, that's how tools like DALL-E turn your prompt, like a cat wearing a spacesuit eating tacos on Mars, into an actual image.
Which is both impressive and deeply confusing. I've seen things from Midjourney that belong in a museum or a fever dream, sometimes both.
Okay, let's do a quick live demo. Sam, give me a weird prompt for a song.
All right, how about a Broadway showstopper about a blender having an identity crisis?
Fair enough. All right, here, let's see what it spits out. Am I just blades in motion or a dream yet to be stirred? I puree, but in my heart, I long to whisk.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd pay to see that. Hamilton meets Cuisinart.
And this is what natural language generation looks like when you apply it creatively. AI takes structure, tone, and rhythm, and builds something from your input.
And this isn't just for fun. Musicians are using tools like Suno and AIVA to score background music for videos or generate demos faster. Some companies use AI to generate ad jingles, podcast music beds, or ambient soundtracks.
And then there's AI art. Platforms like Midjourney, DALL-E, and Stable Diffusion can generate original artwork from just a simple sentence.
And it's not just digital surrealism. Artists use AI to augment their own process through style transfer, for example. That's when AI learns one artist's style and applies it to new content.
So, imagine taking a photo of your dog and rendering it in the style of Van Gogh's Starry Night. That's style transfer. It's like Photoshop with imagination on steroids.
And AI video is coming in hot, too. Tools like Runway or OpenAI's new Sora can generate short videos based on text prompts. We're talking photorealistic clips that feel like mini-movies made without a crew or camera.
Now, obviously, there are concerns. Deepfakes, misinformation, copyright. Those are some very real conversations.
For sure. But there's also empowerment here. These tools let people create who've never had access to studios, teams, or fancy software. A high schooler in Kenya can now produce an animated music video in an afternoon.
And businesses are using this too. Content creators use AI to write scripts, generate thumbnails, storyboard animations, or even crank out 30 social posts in just 10 minutes.
Which, love it or fear it, is leveling the playing field. Now, anyone with an idea and a prompt has a shot.
Exactly. And it opens up a new kind of creativity, one that's prompt-driven, where knowing how to talk to the AI is half the art.
Prompt engineering is the new brushstroke. It's the difference between getting a cat on a couch and a cat in a kimono playing a saxophone on a lava planet.
You have clearly tested this.
Too much. My Dolly history is concerning.
All right, but all jokes aside, this stuff is transformative for designers, writers, musicians, marketers, anyone who makes things. It's not about replacing creativity, it's about expanding the toolkit.
And when it works, it's mind-blowing. When it fails, you get spaghetti-fingered monsters in top hats.
But that's the fun of it. We're watching machines learn to dream, and in the process, they're helping us dream bigger, too. Speaking of dreams, we'll take a quick break for an ad from our sponsor and be right back.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter Next Wave AI Strategies, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At Next Wave AI Strategies, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer, a partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at nextwaveaistrategies.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
All right, we've seen that AI can generate songs, arts, and screenplays, even Blender-themed Broadway numbers. But let's hit pause and ask the big question. Can AI actually be creative?
Ah, yes, the philosophical portion of the show. Light a candle, pour some tea.
It's a valid debate, though. What is creativity? Is it the ability to make something original? Or does it require emotion, intention, and a little soul?
Let's define our terms. Traditional cognitive creativity involves not just generating something new, but also meaningful, something tied to lived experience, intuition, or even pain.
Exactly. And AI? It doesn't feel. It doesn't experience joy, loss, nostalgia, or imposter syndrome at 2 a.m. when it's staring at a blank canvas.
Relatable.
What AI can do, though, is what we call novel recombination, blending existing ideas in new ways. It's like making a new smoothie from old ingredients.
So AI creativity is more synthetic than organic. It pulls from millions of examples and mimics the form without the emotion behind it.
That's powered by semantic understanding. AI knows that melancholy often appears near words like loss or rain, but it doesn't feel what those words mean to us.
Right. When you read an AI poem about heartbreak, it's not mourning a breakup. It's just predicting the next most statistically probable sentence. Still,
sometimes it hits weirdly hard.
And that's the power of language. Even patterns, when arranged well, can evoke something real in us.
So maybe AI isn't creative in the human sense, but it's functionally creative. It outputs things that look and feel creative to us.
And that's a key point. Creativity is often judged by the impact on the audience, not the process behind it.
But here's what I love about where we are now. The best results don't come from AI alone. They come from collaboration, human imagination plus machine execution.
Yes, I always say it's not AI instead of you, it's AI with you. You prompt it, guide it, fine-tune it. Think of it like a really fast, slightly odd creative partner.
Kind of like a jazz pianist who only speaks in code and never sleeps.
Exactly. And the human element still matters. In fact, we're now seeing prompt engineering become a creative skill. The better your input, the better the AI's output.
It's like learning to conduct a weirdly talented orchestra that only listens to you if you speak in riddles.
And when it does work, it's magic. When it doesn't,
you get nightmare fuel images of babies with six noses and poems that rhyme love with shovel.
But even the flops are part of the process. AI isn't here to replace creativity. It's here to stretch it, challenge it, remix it, and maybe even democratize it.
That's huge, because not everyone can draw, sing, or write a novel. But with AI, more people can express ideas visually, musically, or narratively without years of training.
Creativity for the masses. The barrier to entry is dropping. And who knows? Maybe that person who never thought they were artistic will become a viral AI filmmaker next year.
So is AI really creative? Maybe not in the emotional, tortured artist sense, but it is a new kind of creativity, one powered by data, shaped by prompts, and polished by people.
Well said. And if that's not beautiful, then clearly you haven't seen a painting of a corgi on a surfboard riding a wave made of cheese.
My personal Mona Lisa.
So, we've seen how AI already shapes our daily lives, and even joins us on creative adventures. But let's wrap this all up by asking, where is this all headed?
It's a great question, because the pace of change is intense. And let's be honest, half the world is excited, the other half is terrified, and the rest are just trying to finish their coffee.
Well, fair, but it's important to know that the future of AI isn't just something that happens to us. It's something we help design.
Exactly. Right now, we're standing at a crossroads between convenience and consciousness. AI is getting more powerful every day, but so is our responsibility to use it intentionally.
Right. Think of AI as a power tool. In the hands of a skilled person, it can build incredible things. In careless hands, well, it can knock down a few walls that you didn't mean to touch.
So the real question is, how do we want to partner with AI? Do we use it to amplify creativity, improve accessibility, and solve real problems? Or do we just let it chase trends, clicks, and chaos?
There's so much good it can do. Personalized education, better healthcare diagnostic, tools for people with disabilities, more inclusive designs, but we've got to steer it.
And the way we steer it? With human values, curiosity, empathy, ethics, transparency.
And that's why understanding the basics, like what we've covered today, is critical. The more people grasp how AI works, the less mystery there is, and the more power we all have to shape it.
So here's a wild idea. What if we made AI literacy a basic life skill, like cooking, budgeting, or explaining the plot of Inception?
A worthy challenge. But yes, AI literacy isn't just for engineers anymore. It's for artists, entrepreneurs, educators, parents, students, all of us. So here's our challenge to you, the listener. Get curious. Try a generative tool. Ask AI to write a song about your cat. Use it to brainstorm your next business idea, not just to see what it can do, but to start thinking about what you can do with it.
And ask the big questions while you're at it. Who built the model? What's the data? Who benefits? And who might get left out? Because understanding AI isn't just about the tech, it's about the impact.
And if you had an aha moment or just enjoyed the toaster love ballad, share this episode with someone. A friend, a colleague, your kid's teacher, or your uncle who thinks AI means alien invasion.
We're here to make AI human, not hype, so help us spread the word.
And next time on the series of The Human Guide to AI, we're going deeper. It's called The Dark Side: Bias, Jobs, and Big Questions.
We'll look at the parts of AI that don't make the headlines. Biased algorithms, automation fears, ethical dilemmas, and what happens when AI systems go wrong.
From hiring tools that discriminate, to facial recognition fails, to big questions like, who's accountable when AI makes a decision that hurts someone? So, join us. It's going to be a real, honest, and absolutely essential discussion. And that's a wrap on this episode of AI Innovations Unleashed, where the future is always now. If you enjoyed today's dive into the world of intelligent tech, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. So stay curious, stay informed, and we'll help you discover what's next in the world of AI.